Turn to our scripture.
Today's first reading comes from the 24th chapter of Exodus, verses 12 through 18. The Lord said to Moses, Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction. So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them. So Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and a cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now let's read responsibly from Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar? Why do the people mutter empty threats?
Why do the kings of the earth rise up in revolt, and the princes plot together against the Lord and against the Lord's anointed?
Let us break their yoke, they say. Let us cast off their bonds from us.
God whose throne is in heaven is laughed at. The Lord holds them.
Then in wrath God speaks to them, and in rage fills them with terror.
As for me, I have anointed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
Let me announce the decree of the Lord, who said to me, you are my son, this day have I begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth.
You shall crush them with an iron rod and shatter them like a piece of pottery.
And now you may be wise, and you are the rulers of the earth.
Submit to the Lord with fear and with trembling bow and worship.
Bless the Lord, be angry, and you perish in such ways of wrath. Happy are all who take refuge in God.
The second reading comes from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we have been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand that this no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to rise as we greet the gospel. Our gospel today comes from the gospel according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Creator, who sends us off of the mountaintop and into the world. Amen. Some of my best thinking, some of my most profound thoughts I've ever had, some of the moments where I've had the most clarity, where I've had the most creative ideas, those moments have all oftentimes taken place in one place. It's a place that I'm comfortable in more ways than one. It's a particular room in my house, but I won't go into too much detail. I'll just let you use your imagination. But as comfortable as I am in that room, as much as it seems like I can think through so much in the quiet of that space, as much as I sometimes feel like I'd like to stay there as long as possible, I know that I can't. I need to move on, to continue on with the day, to go out and go elsewhere. It's one of those things that I think is a pretty normal human feeling. Maybe not in a particular area of the house, but most of us have a spot. Someplace where we feel like everything clicks for us. Where we feel like we've learned everything there is to know, and where we're comfortable. And when we find that spot of comfort, it's hard to move on. It's hard to move out. When we think we've got everything figured out, when we're in a safe place, it can feel hard to keep pushing for the new discoveries, the new adventures, the new epiphanies. It can only take place when we leave that spot. But leaving is exactly what we need to do, even when we're comfortable. Even when we feel like God has given us everything that God could possibly give us, even when we feel like God has shown us everything that God could possibly show us, we need to keep going. We can't just cling on to the things we have. We can't just plant ourselves in one spot. We need to keep pushing through barriers and following where God leads us. We need to trust that there will always be new things to discover. Maybe the example of my bathroom doesn't do it for you. I said I wasn't going to tell you the room, but I feel like I had to confess it. But each one of us has a spot or a place or maybe a moment where things seem to come together. Maybe it's this very space. Maybe one time in the not so distant future or in the not so distant past, you had a moment where you came to worship here and everything clicked. The songs were great, the sermon made you think, you saw people that are familiar and friendly. Maybe you had a really great Sunday in church and you felt like you wished you could have more of that. Maybe that happens on a regular basis, but maybe it's just every once in a while. And when that happens, what do you do? Sooner or later, you have to get up and leave. Sooner or later, the service is over, the music has stopped, the altar guild is cleaning up the altar with the little dustbuster to clean up breadcrumbs. Sooner or later, the lights get shut off and the doors get locked. Even though you would want to stay there, even though that particular day had felt like a mountaintop moment for your faith, even though you felt comfortable surrounded by these walls, you would have to go out. Sooner or later, you'd have to leave the mountain. Sooner or later, hopefully you'd realize that God was calling you toward something else, toward something different. Sooner or later, hopefully, you'd realize that you couldn't have another moment like that. Another profound, inspiring, faith-filled experience until you went out and experienced other things for a while. My bathroom is calming and relaxing because it's where I can get away from the craziness of our daughters and our dog and everything else that I deal with in life. If I spent all day in there, it wouldn't be relaxing. Believe it or not, whether it's that experience in that special place or whether it's worship here, I think the story of the Transfiguration, the story that we heard today, was an experience like that for Peter. He'd been following Jesus for at least a while at the point of what we hear today. He had seen him perform miracles. He had heard the lessons that he taught. He knew that this was someone special. He probably even trusted that Jesus was the Son of God, that he was divine. But maybe he still wasn't entirely sure. But then, that one day that Jesus invited him and some of the other disciples up to the top of a mountain, and they saw Jesus standing there shining in light and bright, clothes. And they saw Moses and Elijah standing there. Maybe that moment felt perfect for Peter. Maybe when he heard the voice of God, everything clicked. And so Peter wanted to do exactly what I just told you that you can't. Peter wanted to stay there. He wanted to build houses and put down roots. He wanted to get comfortable and stay there in that holy place. But Jesus pushed or pulled. He touched the disciples and told them everything is going to be okay, but we can't stay here. Because Jesus knew that moment wasn't the only moment. He knew that it wasn't the only time that those disciples would see God's amazing power revealed through Jesus. But he knew that the disciples needed to have faith. That they needed to go out, that if they kept following him in these days, that they would see more amazing things, that they would be blessed with more wonderful blessings. They needed to leave the mountain. Because if they hadn't, the mountain wouldn't have been as special. And if they hadn't, Jesus might never have made it to Jerusalem. If it weren't for the things that happened on Good Friday, we might never have gotten to experience the joy of Easter Sunday. You have to leave comfort in order to see the joy that's possible. So this weekend, as we end the season of Epiphany, the season where the light of God is revealed again and again by Jesus and through Jesus, Jesus is calling each one of us off of the mountaintop, out of the bathroom, out into the world. Jesus is calling us out to experience the everyday joys and struggles of life. And we have to trust that this isn't the last shining mountaintop moment that we'll ever have. We have to trust that someday we'll see God's light revealed again. As Christians, we are called to be travelers. We're called to go out into the world trusting that God will always give us another glimpse of the divine. Even if it doesn't come until our final days, even if it doesn't come until that moment when we're reunited with Jesus himself. As Christians, we know that there is always light to look forward to. And that should be enough to lure us out of our comfortable places, to bring us out into the world, to send us down off of the mountaintop and into the world to do the things that God needs us to do and experience all of the wonderful things that God might show us in that very next moment to come. Thanks be to God. Amen.